the story. Gertie Goose loved the water, especially the feel of it as she bobbed up and down on the ripples of the lake. She enjoyed the movement of it as it swirled around her webbed feet, as she turned this way and that, searching for juicy insects in the water. Lazily, with her eyes half closed, she soaked up the last rays of sunlight as the autumn approached. She resolutely ignored the calls from her family, begging her to join them in their united takeoff as they prepared to fly south for the winter. "Come, come with us," they called with increasing intensity. "We must go now before the chill of winter catches us and makes flight impossible." "We will all die if we don't go now," her mother implored. But Gertie knew better. How could winter be near with this warm sun beating down on her beautiful, newly grown white feathers? "I will stay a little longer," she called, "and then we can go. Just give me another day." But they could not. They dared not. And as much as they loved her, the family decided during a heated argument that they had to leave or they would perish. "We are going now," they pleaded one last time. "Come with us, we love you." But Gertie didn't believe them. "Surely they wouldn't go without me," she selfishly thought. "I'm too happy doing what I'm doing. They'll fly around a bit and then come back." And she proceeded to preen herself, completely ignoring their calls. From a distance, pretending not to notice, she spied them gathering together and checking each other's flight feathers. And then, in one almighty effort, they ran forward across the lake and they took off as if one into the air. They soared around the lake, calling twice, "Come with us, come with us." But Gertie looked the other way. She was so sure that they were calling her bluff, and in a minute they would land and wait until she was ready to leave. She bobbed down for a particularly juicy worm and spent many pleasurable moments chasing some coots. Cut for plane noise. She bobbed down for a particularly juicy worm and spent many pleasurable moments chasing some coots. She felt free and grown up at last, puffing out her chest as she swam around the lake. Soon they'd be back and she would laugh at their antics. It was only a little while later that she realised she hadn't heard them for quite some time. And as she scanned the empty skies with a growing feeling of alarm in her heart, she quietened it, saying, "Don't be silly. Of course they wouldn't leave you." But suddenly, she wasn't quite so sure. She looked this way and that, and she saw that she was all on her own. Cut. She looked this way and that and saw she was all on her own for the first time in her short life. Never had she felt so lonely. Suddenly, she wanted her mother to fuss and worry over her. She wanted to hear her calling her back to the group. But there was only silence. Gertie swam around and around, wondering what to do. The panic was growing. The panic was growing, and the prospect of spending a night all by herself, suddenly didn't feel at all good. She tried to remember where they said they were going. She barely paid attention when her family discussed long into the night their plans for their future survival. She always dismissed them as being too overprotective and too boring for her to take any notice. What did Grandpa say? She tried concentrating. Something about the South? And she looked desperately at the blue, cloudless sky and wondered which way even was south. Sadly, she realised that now there was no one to ask. She felt a big tear well up in her eye and her chest heaved as she fought back the need to cry. Perhaps she could ask the Coots, but they laughed at her, saying, "You chased us all around, frightening our young, and now you want to know the way to your winter home? Go away," they shouted, "it serves you right." Sadly, Gertie swam slowly off towards a bare piece of ground, which only an hour before had been filled with all her squawking gaggle of friends and relations. She really should have listened more and paid attention to her elders. She obviously didn't know as much as she thought, and she certainly didn't feel quite so full of bravado now. Her false self-confidence was fading fast, leaving a very scared and lonely goose. She decided to sit on the bank and tuck her head under her wings and folding her feet beneath her. Quietly, she called out for help. Cut. Quietly, she called out for help. "What shall I do? And how can I find my family?" she silently asked. And as she waited, she realised that they were the most important thing in the world. And slowly, from out of the silence, a new feeling began to grow within her. She moved her head and sensed the air about her. And as she moved it back and forth, she somehow knew the way to go. It was like a small voice calling to her. She continued to sit quietly and listen, and sure enough, although faint, it was like something was tugging at her beak. Gertie hardly dared know whether to follow it or not. It was such a new sensation. But the longer she sat there, the stronger she could feel it. "Let go," it called, "and come home." She felt a little scared. This was the only home she knew and loved. She felt safe here. If she took off and followed this voice, where would it lead her? Where would she go? So she just kept sitting with her head buried once again under her wings. The sun was now low in the sky, and its warmth was waning. Gertie looked up and felt. Cut. The sun was now low in the sky and its warmth was waning. Gertie looked up and felt the chill in the air. She realised that if she stayed here, she would die of the cold. And so, with a heavy heart, she got to her feet and waddled into the water. She swam past the Coots and wished them a safe winter, much to their surprise, and found the launching area. Giving one last look around, she paddled like fury, coming up onto the surface of the water, and then with one big effort, she launched herself into the air. And as she flapped her strong wings, She felt the air current beneath her, lifting her higher into the sky. Soaring around the lake, she closed her eyes and felt for that tugging sensation. At first, she couldn't feel it. But as she concentrated and shut out all her other thoughts, there it came. It felt familiar and warm. And she turned towards it with a great whoop of joy and set off on a great adventure. Ahead of her, she knew were others who had gone before, and soon she would catch them up and join their migration. How she knew this was beyond her, but she trusted it, and with a full heart, she set off with a truly confident beat of her beautiful wings.